And now finally from wildlife to history. History belonging to Titchfield Parish Church. Today there are no Earls of Southampton. The last one died around 1640, leaving no successor. They did leave a monument behind, and it's about that monument that the vicar, the Reverend Norman Miller, spoke when I called at the Titchfield Parish Church recently.
It fills up a chapel in the Titchfield Parish Church. It's very much the VIP treatment for these earls. I'm standing at the moment right in front of a figure of the third earl as a boy. And he really was the most interesting of the lot because he became William Shakespeare's friend and patron. There are two recumbent figures, the first and the second earl, and right on top, the Lady Countess, the wife of the first earl, beautifully carved figures, and the whole thing very, very elaborate, very, very ornate.
Now, what size do you think it is? It's about 10 feet long, isn't it? And about 8 feet across,
perhaps. I think it must be quite that, yes.
And why was it put here, in this particular place? Do you know the story there?
Well, at the dissolution of the monastery in Titchfield, of course, came under the axe, and Henry VIII gave it and the lands and the money to his Lord Chancellor, Sir Thomas Wriothesley, who was created the first Earl of Southampton by Edward VI. Well, when they died, obviously the thing was to be buried in the most sacred spot in the church, and they are all buried in a vault near the altar. And then I think it was the second earl who left in his will £1,000, which would perhaps be worth 20,000 in today's money, for the building of two monuments. And we have one only was built. And here it is. And that's the link up, you see, with Titchfield Church and these Earls of Southampton. They lived in Place House, the old monastery, which they converted into a right stately mansion, one of the diarists later described it as, and the remains of that, the ruins of it, we still have. They lived there, and naturally, at their death, were buried here in Titchfield Church, and we have this great monument to their memory.
Well, you've mentioned the vault, and it's all very interesting. It sounds very interesting indeed to think of these people down there at the moment. Where is it? What do you know about it? Now, have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have indeed. The vault, of course, underground. To get to it, you have to lift up a huge stone, and then you go down along a beautifully designed Tudor passage. You have to lower your head, and you simply go straight towards the vault. And there it is, and behind iron gates, there are something like, I suppose, 20 great lead coffins, one on top of the other, down there in all rather shambolic state, really, the heavy lead coffins crushing down on top of each other. And I think you have you want to ask about the whether these bodies of the earls were pickled in honey.
Oh, well, sure. Yes. This is something been told is actually a fact. What would you say?
I should think it's very likely. I don't know and never will know, but one understands that honey is a good preservative, and I would think it very likely they were pickled in honey.
They obviously have plenty of money, so it's the kind of thing they may well have done.
Yes, I think so, quite well.
That's it for our first programme in 1972. I hope you'll be joining us each fortnight throughout the year. Goodbye.
Every village has two stratas of history, really. There's that part of it which lives simply in the memories of the people who live there and tends to get expanded by legend. And then there's the part which is written down in books and which can be researched and checked. I went for this part of its history to Titchfield's vicar, the Reverend Norman Miller, and we started off, and where better really, than Titchfield Parish Church.
I think the first thing is that it is a superb church, and everybody who comes to Titchfield makes a beeline for it. They often speak of this little village church, then when they get inside they realise the tremendous size of it. And this has very much come home to me over the years, because we've had to repair one by one the great roofs of the church. And over the past 20 years, really, we've been engaged in this restoration work and collected and spent over £20,000 in doing it, and still have much to do. But at any rate, the church now is in pretty good shape as a building.
What's the estimated age of the church?
The oldest part of the church is the Saxon work of the porch, which the experts say probably goes back to about 700 AD. And then you've got, of course, much later work, Norman work, Perpendicular, Gothic, and all the rest of it. And the general effect is a church of very great beauty. It's really like a small cathedral in some ways.
As I said before, much of the village's history tends to hinge on the church and often on the people who are buried there. What are Titchfield's stories?
I think one of those people are interested in, of course, is the great tomb that is in the church. A very fine example of Elizabethan work. The tomb of the Earls of Southampton. There was, up till the dissolution of the monasteries in 1537, the Titchfield Abbey, and when it was dissolved, Henry VIII gave the abbey and the lands and the money and all the rest of it to the first Earl of Southampton, as he became the Lord Chancellor of Henry VIII. And there he and his family and descendants lived, and they converted the abbey into what the historians termed a right stately mansion. And of course, being VIPs, when they died, they were buried in Titchfield Church. And this very elaborate and wonderful tomb was designed and put in the church.
Of course, there are plenty of legends about the burial itself.
Yes, indeed. The first thing, of course, is that these earls and their descendants are not buried directly beneath the tomb. They're over on the left-hand side in a vault, into which you can clamber if you pull up a great stone in the chapel, and you go along a...
Have you actually been there?
Yes, I have indeed, yes, a beautifully designed Tudor passage, which leads into the tomb, into a vault. And there are about 15 or 20 great lead coffins piled one on top of the other, with the bottom ones, of course, in a pretty grim state of preservation. And, of course, most people ask me whether it's true that the Earls of Southampton were pickled in honey, or preserved in honey. But I've no evidence that they were, but it's quite possible they were, because it certainly was a preservative.
How much evidence is there to suggest that Shakespeare was actually down here, because, of course, one of the Earls of Southampton was...
Yes, indeed. The third Earl of Southampton was, of course, Shakespeare's friend and patron. And I should think it's extremely likely that Shakespeare himself came to Titchfield, and if he'd come to Titchfield and stayed at Place House, the converted monastery, well, then he would have presumably come to the church and seen the great tomb raised to the memory of these Earls of Southampton. It's more than likely, I should imagine.